Philip Sample PDF, these are the greater days. Date is 02/16/2023. Dictation is for Miss Brenda Cressy. Cressy spells K-R-E-S-S-E. Brenda spells B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 09/06/1957. This is a 65-year-old female here with ear pain, comma, pain and pressure in her ethmoid sinuses and frontal sinuses, comma. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 weeks and has gotten worse in the last 3 or so days period. Say that she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. She described the pain in her sinus areas, pressure-like. She said this is not the worst pain of her life. She rated it approximately 5/10, increase with leaning forward period. It said she denies trauma, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose, said discharge from her nose is sometimes clear, sometimes green. She reports nasal congestion, period. Next paragraph, patient reports ear pain. She said both ears hurt, but the right hurts worse. She rated pain as 5/10, increase with nothing. And says she took pain medication, which relieved it just a little bit. And body pain comes back once the medication wears off. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Mental health history. Mental health history includes anxiety disorder / depression disorder. Next paragraph, allergy sulfur. Next paragraph, current medication Lexapro. Next paragraph, social history. She denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history. She said that. And she does none. Next paragraph, surgical history. She reports C-sections, time 4. Tonsillectomy. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Oh, that was done already. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status 98% at room air, blood pressure 118/78, pulse 68, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph, nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph, face, tender maxillary and ethmoid sinuses, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non tendon organ, amygdala, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel song speed, no visible peristalsis, period, next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles, or bolli, period, next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period, next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2, acute rhinitis. Number 3, acute otitis media, period. Please go back to physical exam and include ear, erythematous, TM on the right. Effusion is present on the right. No tragal tug. No edema or erythema of the external ear canal. Left ear, normal exam. Good light reflex. No redness of the TM. Negative trigger tug, no mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis. Number 2, acute rhinitis. Number 3, acute otitis media, period. Next paragraph, today the patient was sent home with the following medication, amoxicillin. 500 milligrams 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Singulair, 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to come back to clinic in force, go to the nursing emergency room if you're closed, end of the patient.